Jesus is a friend to the sinner, and the streets are full of his friends.
I see a lot of cane. I see a lot of lost souls.
Which way do I go now?
He said, go, Stephen. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world. He didn't say, stay ye in all the church.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me.
Help me.
God is calling you out into the streets, the signs and wonders.
I feel a desperation because while we're inside the church, swirling around with issues inside the church, there are people going to hell outside the church.
Because people like me don't come into church. We have to take the church to us so we can find it.
Nothing is going to keep me back from discerning the time, moving into apostolic and prophetic authority, and going out and getting myself harder. Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us today for the program. We're in the midst of doing a series on God in the inner city. And the last two programs have been fantastic, and we've seen how God has been touching lives of people who are afflicted and living in darkness. And today we're going to look at the problem of drug abuse in the inner city. So you'll want to stay tuned for the entire program. You know why? There's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
I found people behind dumpsters. I've seen people become sober during our conversation when I'm sharing Jesus with them.
By my 18th birthday, I was a drug addict. I was doing drugs every day. No matter what I could get my hands on, I would do.
I started with weed.
Smoking marijuana. PCP.
Speed, cocaine.
Ecstasy.
I was either gonna die or I was gonna go to jail.
Crack cocaine.
Wet or angel dust, Special K.
Crystal. Acid.
It was inherited from my father, and apparently my mother had an addiction too that I inherited.
Huge amounts of LSD and eating mushrooms.
So I used to shoot heroin in my arms for 16 years.
Heroin came in a little bit later.
I couldn't not stick a needle in my arm.
I hated the feeling of being sober, and so I would do whatever I had to do to get away from that feeling.
I wish that my life had never come to this point.
The only hope that I know of is through Jesus Christ.
So glad that you're joining me for Insights today. Our subject on today's program is God in the inner city, and we're looking at the problem of drug abuse in the inner city. And I'd like you to turn, if you have your Bibles available with you, I'd like you to turn to Isaiah 61, and if not, you can see the scripture right on your screen. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, and freedom to prisoners." When you're addicted, that addiction takes all that you are and all that you have. And so there's nothing left for you except to be dependent on other sources to care for you so that you can spend all your time, all your energy, all your breath taking care of your addiction. And that is what they suffer.
It could take nothing for no one to come and hurt you down here. And they wouldn't think twice about it. For a dollar, for 50 cents, they wouldn't care. As long as they got what they needed that day, that is what an addict does. They do whatever they have to get what they need.
Why drugs? Why would people even start using drugs? Why do people land up in the inner city addicted to drugs? And there's many reasons, but one of the things is people are looking for their pain to be numbed.
When you get the money, you get the drugs that take away the pain. That's the only reason you're out there.
You know, when you walk through the inner city streets, you'll find addicts of every kind. They're on all kinds of different substance. And one of the substance that is predominantly used by addicts is heroin, which absolutely numbs you, puts you in a euphoric sense. You know, I had a visitation by the spirit of heroin a couple of months back. And it was just a horrific thing. This evil spirit that was masquerading as a great friend in a female form was just reaching out to people, saying, "I'll take care of you. I'll look after you. Just draw close to me and I'll take care of all your problems. I'll take all your pain away. I'll remove all your problems. I'll make you feel really good. And then as she drew victims unto herself and they were captured by her seduction, I saw white mist fill them up. And as of that point, they were just tied to her, bound to her, and couldn't get free, even when they wanted to. And so it's a spirit, it's a spiritual problem. But what opens their heart to grab hold of these drugs and to even try them in the beginning is because there's a desire for pain to be numbed, or a desire to just get out of the pressures of life and try to find a euphoric state. Other drugs that are used actually work the opposite of heroin, and they actually give you a sense of being empowered, such as cocaine. It gives you a sense of being strengthened. And in today's life, where people are so afraid, they don't know where to turn, they don't know their right hand from their left hand, they're looking for a power that is greater than themselves, but they don't know what to do about life, and they want to feel empowered because they feel depowered, they're turning to drugs such as cocaine to give them a sense of strength, and then land up addicted to it, land up in bondage to it. You see, we were all made by God to know freedom, freedom from pain. We were meant to feel the fullness of peace. We were meant to feel empowered in Him. But any substitute will bring us to destruction. And as you walk the inner city streets, you'll see lots of destruction. Drug abuse is one of the things that is destroying masses. And we, the church, have to do something about it. And we can. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us to go to the afflicted, to go to the brokenhearted, to go to the captives, to go to the prisoners, and to set them free. That anointing, if you are a believer in Christ, that anointing is on you right now. You can go and set captives free.
The Lord is calling His church to take the prophetic to the streets. This four-day extreme prophetic school will instruct you in the simplicity of hearing the voice of God and sharing words of hope and destiny with others. You will feel more confident to reach your neighbors, friends, and others who the Lord brings across your path. We live in extreme times, and extreme times call for extreme prophetic. For more information, go online at extremeprophetic.com.
Oftentimes my husband and I, or another team member and myself, will go down to the streets just to meet with Jesus and his friends, because he's a friend to the sinner. You know, a lot of times we have a prejudice against those that live in the inner city because we don't see their value. We don't see the treasure that's inside their heart. We just see them as a group of people that are all messed up, and it's probably their own fault why they should be there. And so we forget that they're individuals, and each individual has a story to tell. And in the heart of each one of them, there's this amazing treasure and this amazing value that God sees. And if we're open to it, we can see it too. And so one evening, we were down in the inner city of Vancouver, and we had the privilege of meeting one of Jesus' friends. His name is Jory. He'd been a drug addict for 6 years and had been fighting it as hard as he could. He'd been in 17 detox programs and couldn't get set free, even though he tried. And he felt really, really bad about himself. And we just started to listen to his heart and found out that he was a young man with no hope left. The drugs took all of his hope, took all of his vision, took all of his life. But he was still wanting to be helped, although he felt unworthy. And Jesus met him. We were able to prophesy hope and destiny over him. We're just going to show you a little clip of that now. In many ways, it feels to you like you're tangled in, like, well, it looks to me in this vision I'm getting, it's like you're tangled in yarn, wrapped around, kind of all knotted up, and not feeling like you can get free, not feeling like you can get released. And it's like the Lord's showing me that the drug situation that you are dealing with right now has made you feel trapped, made you feel stuck.
I can't go anywhere. I can't leave the city of Vancouver, really, because I have to go to the pharmacy every day. Every day I have to go to the pharmacy.
The Lord's showing me that there's been some tragedies that have taken place within your life that just hit the heart hard. It just hit the heart hard, and that there was, you know, grieving that went on within your soul.
When I was 18, I had a really close friend. She was a female. She died. She got shot in the head. I had used drugs before that, but after that happened, I started going all out, like just not caring anymore at all.
You're about ready to run a brand new race, Jory. The Lord shows me that you actually have athletic ability, and I don't know if it's even ever been unlocked within your life yet, but it's like, man, you have the ability to run. You have the ability to run real fast.
I used to be on the track and field team, volleyball, all that kind of stuff. I was a pretty healthy guy. I used to be.
There's just like something that God's going to do in you that's going to energize you to run your race in life with a speed, with a swiftness in Him that is going to get accelerated over the years ahead. And it's not going to be like it has been in the past, where you feel almost like a slug going across and everything in slow motion and nothing really moving ahead and feeling dull and feeling taken out. But it's going to be a new freshness that comes upon you, and you'll know it because it's going to come by the Spirit. He was a good student, a good athlete, but drugs took him down, took everything, took his dignity, took his life, took his future, took everything. And God met him that night and gave him hope. Even his countenance changed. Everything changed. By the end of our ministry time with him, he was smiling. He had hope. He had a shine on his face. And it's just because Jesus gave him some hope, because someone was there to serve it to him. And you might be watching and you might be thinking, wow, you know, I didn't even think that maybe there'd be a young kid like that with maybe those kind of problems. I never thought of it as a bunch of individuals on the street. I only saw them as one big mass. And God's calling you right now to reach out to them too. They need you and they're waiting for you. And why don't you pray about going? And maybe you're watching the program right now and you're saying, wow, I feel bound. I feel things have been taken from my life. I feel like the enemy's just taken everything. Everything's gone. I'm empty. But you know, there's a word for you right now, and that's, why don't you rise up in God and pursue, overtake, and recover all? Because Jesus is a God who will give recovery to all things, even you. Yes, you.
Remember, God does nothing except He reveals it first to His servants, the prophets. Under the Influence Mag, you want it. Order it online at extremeprophetic.com.
Welcome to The Stuff. This is where we resource you. Today we're featuring Todd Bentley's book on Journey into the Miraculous. You know, Todd Bentley, who's a young evangelist, was once a drug addict, and he was involved in all kinds of crime, but he's not there today. Why? Because Jesus Christ got a hold of his life and completely delivered him from a life that was steeped in all kinds of ugly stuff. This book tells a story, tells how God got his hand on him and called him into ministry and launched him into the nations to work miracles, signs, and wonders, and to bring people to the Lord. You know, you might have a drug problem right now. You might know someone who does. Maybe a child of yours does. Maybe a friend of yours does. And you think, wow, they're just so out there, and they're in such danger, and maybe their life will never amount to anything. But there's always hope in Jesus Christ. This book will build your hope and build your faith. We also have the Faith Connection. All the promises of God are yea and amen. This is a tape series that will help you to overcome whatever obstacle you are facing right now. And you know, you might know people involved in drug addiction that you think, oh, I'm scared for them, I'm afraid for them. Well, you know, if you overcome your fear and overcome your unbelief and step into faith, all things are possible. God can reach down, touch them, bring them completely out of darkness into the light. That's what Jesus is all about. And He can give you the faith to release miracles into people's lives. We have lots more resources online for you to take a look at. Why don't you do so right now at extremeprophetic.com? There's sure to be a special destiny word just for you. I have a word of counsel for someone who's watching the program right now. In your drug days, you had a tattoo put on your arm, and I'm not going to repeat what it says because it's not good. And you become a Christian now, and you feel really embarrassed about this tattoo. And the word of counsel is get it fixed, get it removed. It's going to take a step of faith for you to get the finance together for it and the courage to go and get it done. But the Lord wants it wiped off. He wants the profanity wiped off because it's just not who you are anymore.
There's a number of people that are watching this program, man, right now. And you're on the computer and you get that roaming finger and you just go onto the sites that you know you ought not to go to. You're drawn there just about every time you turn on your computer. But the power of God is here today to set you free right now, even as you're watching this program. You know what? This is causing loss in your family. It's causing loss between you and your wife, loss with the time that you spend with your children, and loss of your own dignity. There's a loss of dignity when you get into this kind of a stuff. It just reduces you to a loaf of bread, literally. And I'm going to pray right now that God would touch you. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have the power to break the addiction of pornography. I come against the spirit of pornography right now in these men's lives, and I break it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we apply the blood of Jesus. We speak freedom right now. God, we just destroy the images on the minds of these men that have been given over to this, and we release them to pure minds and pure hearts in Jesus' name.
There's someone watching the program today, and you're a person with tremendous potential and lots of gifts. In fact, there's probably nothing that you can't do. You've got so much going for you, but you have never been able to attain too much because you always want to go the shortcut route. You never want to go through the breakings and the dealings of God in order to achieve your dreams. So you're way out there. You have these great dreams, these great desires, these even grandiose ideas at times. And it's not like those things aren't attainable, but there's something required in your life that the Lord wants to do for you. It's like a stallion, a wild stallion out in the field. It's beautiful. It's full of strength. But if it's not broken, it's useless. It can't be used for anything except just to run its own way out in the field. And that's what you're like in some ways, but God wants to change it. He wants to break you. He wants to break you with His love. He wants to break you with His humility. He wants to break you with His heart so that you'll be pliable, so that you'll be a servant, so that you'll be humbled. That's what He wants for you, so that you'll shine for Him and come into the fullness of what you're called to do.
One who feels like they're in a slumber, and someone who's, I think it's alcohol. I just see beer bottles that it's alcohol. And the Lord just says to you, awake, you've known the Lord, and you know the power of God. So we just stand here and we proclaim that word over you as you sit in your living room right now. And we just say, Jesus says, awake. And we speak to your spirit. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to come into that place right now and awake that spirit. Fill that spirit in the name of Jesus. You say, awake.
You're a young woman and your heart is broken. The reason why is because you were engaged to be married, and that engagement is now broken off. And your heart feels like it's dead. It feels like there's nothing left to it, nothing left to give. The Lord is comforting you right now. Receive His comfort. There's some good things around the corner. Everything will look brighter in the days to come. And there's some surprises for you, but right now, just receive His comfort and healing. Remember this, all things work together for good to those who love God and who are called according to His purpose.
I just want to speak to you out there, and I'm just seeing in the spirit someone who just lost a friend in a car accident. I think it was a drunk driving accident, and you're in high school. And I just see that you lost a friend in that car accident, that they actually died. And ever since that happened, you're not a believer. You don't know who Jesus is as your personal Lord and Savior. But I just want to pray over you right now that He would come and meet you right now as we speak this. And that all that pain inside of you that's angry and doesn't understand why and all the guilt there, we just speak directly to it and we just break it off in the name of Jesus.
I love serving the Lord in Extreme Prophetic. It's been a privilege right from the very beginning. And our partners enjoy it too, and so does our entire team. It's just fun serving God. And we want to give you an opportunity to serve Him today by becoming a financial partner of Extreme Prophetic. When you become a partner, you actually partner with the anointing, and you partner with the rewards, and you partner with the fruitfulness. What could be better than that? Why don't you join our first 1,000 partners team? We're waiting for 1,000 partners to come in. We're almost halfway there, and you can be part of it and become part of what we call the Breaker Team.
That drug is just so strong, and it just calls you, and it calls you, and it calls you, and it just, you can find no peace until you get high, and then once you get high, you can't put it down. You got to just keep going. The only hope that I know of, I tried everything. The only hope that I know of is through Jesus Christ, His love, His abounding grace. He's everything, and He hears you, and He's been with you through your darkest moment, through your worst situation. He's been there, and He knows, and maybe everybody else doesn't know, but He knows. And He is the only person that I know of that has the power to help you out of your situation.
God wants to say hi to all of you out there, but especially to those of you who are mothers who have children who are struggling with drug addiction or drug use. And there's many of you that are very, very worried about your children, and God wants to say hi. And He wants to let you know that He's hearing all of your petitions and all of the things that have been troubling your heart. He has heard, and so just keep up praying because God is with you. And He especially wants to say hi to Barbara. Barbara, your son has just been sentenced to prison for a crime related to drugs, and you're very, very concerned about him. And God understands that concern because your son's been making some wrong decisions, and you've been feeling guilty too because of what happened to the family a few years back, and you're feeling like that's the root of it, and you've been feeling really guilty and not knowing what to do. God's going to sort it all out, and He'll be with your son in prison, and He'll be with